Praise God, we had told you already, praise God, that while, amen, we have a singular subject concerning the announcement, because, amen, praise God, one of the greater announcements, amen, praise God, will come later on, amen, in the program of God, it came later on. But no mistake about it, God did not wait until, amen, praise God, Gabriel was sent from glory to speak to Mary before he made announcements. I'll tell your neighbor, God made many announcements. Can you say amen? Amen. You know how it is when there is an important event getting ready to occur, or a series of important events to be, amen, getting ready to occur. And, amen, we want people to be aware of it and to take advantage of, amen, being able to participate or be there or be a part. We don't just announce it once, can you say amen? But amen, we just announce it over and over again as we approach unto the time, praise God. We make it to be known over and over again. And amen, praise God. And so it is, praise God, that God, amen, in his program of redemption, amen, praise God, had aspects of that program that he wanted, amen, the believer to be aware of. And so, because he did want the believer to be aware of the things that were coming, the things that God was going to do, he announced it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is still announcing. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, the announcements are not over because God still has announcements to make. Amen. Praise God. And we've got to pay attention to the announcement unless, amen, praise God, we miss the event. Can you say amen? Unless we be ignorant or unaware of what God is going to do. And so, praise God, I just want to touch on a few of the announcements that were given by God. Amen, praise God. When man had sinned and fallen, amen, praise God, remember, praise God, that what is referred to as our Adamic nature, amen, often is referred to in error, because when they refer to our Adamic nature, that is the nature of Adam, amen, they're making reference to our fallen, sinful state. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But tell your neighbor, the nature of Adam, amen, is how he was created. Amen. He wasn't created, hallelujah, in sin. Amen. Unlike us that are born, amen, in the sin, it was not so with Adam. Amen, praise God. The real nature, amen, praise God, of Adam came directly from God. Amen. He was innocent in his creation. But yet, amen, praise God, because, amen, he chose not to wait on God, he made some wrong decisions. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, a whole lot of wrong decisions come out of us not waiting on God. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you wait on God, he'll tell you what to do when he arrives. And so if you don't know what to do, just wait on God, because he'll tell you what to do, amen, when he arrives. But I'm so glad that even, amen, in the midst of bad decisions, whenever God does arrive, he's still an on-time God. Somebody praise him for being an on-time God. Amen, praise God. He is never late, but he's always on time. And so, praise God, amen, we find in the third chapter of the book of Genesis, the 15th verse, amen, man is in a fallen state. He has sinned. And amen, because of the sin of one man, that man was Adam, sin had entered into the world, and death up by sin. Ah, Lord. Amen. And now, praise God, things have turned around. Can you say amen? But I'm so glad that even in the midst, amen, praise God, from what we had, we've lost, God is still able to step in and give us a word of encouragement and a word of hope. How many know that whatever God say, he gonna do it? Can you say amen? And amen, the first announcement that we have to look at is God makes an announcement to the devil. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God put Satan on notice. Can you say amen? Yeah, my child is falling in sin, but it ain't over. I'll let him know it ain't over. God, praise him. Tell your neighbor, it ain't over. Hallelujah, praise our God. And so, praise God, the first announcement, amen, God made, amen, or one of the first, amen, was to the enemy of our soul. And what did God tell the devil? It's going to be war. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the devil is put on notice from the time of man's fall. It's going to be war. Can you say amen? And not only did God tell, amen, the devil is going to be war, but he told the devil, you ain't going to win the war. Y'all ought to pray. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the devil already knew from the very beginning, amen, that he would not go win this war. Amen. Fight all you want, struggle all you want, but God has already determined the outcome. How many know our God is a victorious God? Y'all ought to praise him. Amen. Between your seed, amen, and the seed of a woman. So line up all them demons. Lord, don't make no difference. Amen. Get Legion and whoever else. Can you say amen? Amen. But all y'all gonna be the seed. Tell all of y'all gonna be the seed. Because the word of God will never fail. Come short of what he said. So the first announcement, amen, praise God, to the enemy is, amen, warfare. Amen, praise God, and you're going to lose because this seed of a woman is coming to bruise your head. Can you say amen? And even though you bruise his heel, amen, he's going to stop you. He's going to bruise your head. And so automatically, the enemy knows, amen, a redeemer is on the way. Can you say amen? Automatically, the enemy knows, amen, that somebody's coming to bruise my head. And I ain't got time right now, but you know he did a lot of things to try to stop the program of God. But tell your neighbor what God has declared, it will come. Come to pass. And as God moves it down, hallelujah, through the ages, he began to illuminate, amen, terms of this plan that he has for our redemption. And amen, praise God. God took a wayward prophet and let him look at a nation of Israel. Can you say amen? And as, amen, Balaam looked, amen, praise God, on Israel, amen, he began to confess, amen, that the man whose eyes are open has said, can you say amen? I see him, but not now. Can you say amen? I will see him. Can you say amen? But not right now. Amen. I will behold him, but not now. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He let us know, amen, that out, amen, praise God, of Judah, can you say amen, a star would arise. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there was announcement that out of Judah a star would arise. A hallelujah. hallelujah, not only, amen, would a star arise out of a particular tribe called Judah, amen, but out of the nation of Israel, a ruler, that's what scepter means. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God made an announcement, amen, praise God, that a ruler is coming. Can you say amen? Where he gonna come from? Out of Judah. Can you say amen? Amen. He's gonna be, amen, a ruler. Amen. Praise God. Of the nation of Israel. Can you say amen? But that ain't the end of it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, not only is he gonna rule over Israel, oh Lord, can you say amen? Amen. But somebody said, okay, he's coming. How he gonna come? Amen. God said, Isaiah, write this. Amen. Can you say, write this, Isaiah? Amen. Praise God. Behold, a virgin will be with child. Lord have mercy. Unheard of. Can you say, amen? How in the world can a virgin be with child? But God said, write it. Can you say, amen? How many know when God writes, it's written? Can you say, can you say amen? And amen. And Isaiah said, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Can you say amen? Your neighbor, amen. That was only a part of the revelation. Can you say amen? But it was a significant part of the revelation. Can you say amen? So he told Isaiah, write again, because I got another announcement. Amen. Write, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government, God, Lord, will be upon his children. Look out, Israel. He gonna rule more than Israel. Amen. The government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonder. Somebody shout, and all the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Y'all better pray to him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he shall reign forever and forever and forever. Tell him he will reign. He will reign. He will reign forever and forever. Say, okay, it's gonna be a virgin. Okay, he's gonna come out, amen, of Jacob, of Judah, amen, and rule out of Israel. But where will he be born? So God made another announcement. And he told Micah, listen, write, amen, Bethlehem. Can you say amen to Bethlehem Ephratah? Though thou be among the nations, tell your neighbor, God loved the work of the little shepherd. You ain't crazy. You like to work with the little stuff. You ain't got but two fishes and five loaves of bread. Bring it on. Can you say amen?
Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Bethlehem got exalted. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. Amen. I told you, after Malachi wrote 400 years, no word. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 400 years later, God is dispatching Gabriel. Can you say amen? Gabriel, amen. Go, amen, to Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah. Tell him this. Can you say amen? Amen, that Elizabeth is going to have a child. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor Sarah was not the only barren woman. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor Sarah was not the only barren old woman. Can you say amen? But God don't matter with God. Amen. It can be fresh and new, or it can be old. Can you say amen? But when God gets ready, he can raise up what he needs to raise up. Be like Abraham. Can you say amen? We can't consider us. We gotta consider what God said. Can you say amen? Amen. He didn't consider, amen, himself as a dead man. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But this is what he judged. That he that had promised was faithful. How can they know God is faithful? Can you say amen? Guess what? We got promises. Tell your neighbor, we got promises. Here it is. We got promises and a God that's faithful. Tell your neighbor, we got promises and a God that's faithful. Tell him, we got promises and a God that's faithful. We got promises and a God that's faithful. We got promises and a God that's faithful. Can you say amen? That's a combination. Lord have mercy. Amen. That's why God gave us exceeding great and precious promises. Tell your neighbor, every promise from God, amen, is precious. If God say I can live, then I can live. Can you say amen? If God say many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I can have hope of deliverance. That God gives us is so that we might step into the nature that is not fallen, but the nature of very God himself, the nature that is the nature of the divine. Tell your neighbor, here it is about the nature of the divine. With God, all things are possible. He can do everything all the time. And all the time, he can do everything. Y'all need to praise him. So, hallelujah. Amen. God sends and breaks the silence. Can you say amen? But, hallelujah. Amen. It's not stopping with Elizabeth because there's a young virgin, amen, who has found favor with God. That's what we are to seek for. Favor with God. Can you say amen? Amen. That one pat you on the back and that one rub you on the head. But where you want favor is with God. Can you say amen? Tell your name. Because in the end of it all, it's God that got me going. In the end of it all, it's God that got to bring me out. At the end of it all, it's God who has to deliver me. I want favor with God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise our God. And a way to know, one way to know, amen, that you've got the favor of God is to know that your enemy will not try over you. Y'all better praise him. How good can that make you feel? Can you say amen? Who would dare to be an enemy of one that cannot be defeated? Lord, y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. Hereby I know that thou favorest me, because thou hast not allowed my enemy to triumph over me. I carry it with me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I carry with me my place in God. I am the redeemed of the Lord, and no weapon formed against me will prosper. Y'all better pray to him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I'm not hindered. I walk in darkness. Can you say amen? And God, say amen. But are y'all hearing me? But amen. When Gabriel came, hallelujah, to tell Mary, can you say amen? There was a double announcement. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the one announcement was announcement of a name. And that name would be a name that was above every other name. Can you say amen? That name would mean that Jehovah, Yeshua, Yeshua, can you say amen? He saves, he delivers. Can you say amen? Amen. It means, amen, that a Savior, amen, praise God, has a name that is put out, that at that name, every knee shall bow at that name. Can you say amen? Confess that Jesus, he is the Lord. Can you say amen? But at the same time, hallelujah, that the name of Jesus was announced, it was also a name, amen, that was brought back from the Old Testament, and that name was Emmanuel. Can you say amen? So one was the announcement of the name, and then was the announcement of what the name meant. Can you say amen? Tell your name. God didn't just throw out a name, but he put a name out there, and then he would tell you what the name is. Can you say amen? what the prophet wrote, that his name will be called Emmanuel. Guess what? You cannot get away from Jesus being very God. Can you say amen? For the name of Emmanuel means God with us. Can you say amen? That God had made, many did not recognize him when he came. Can you say amen? It's not because God didn't tell him. It's not because God didn't make an announcement. It's not because God held his peace and sprang it on them all of a sudden. No, from Genesis all the way up to Micah into the New Testament, God made an announcement of who he was. Who is this? Amen. What child is this? He's the one that will rule nations. What child is this? He is God with us. He is the Lord manifested in the flesh. God said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You're not going to pray again. Hallelujah. What you say, the Word? And listen what John say, and the Word down in that 14th verse was made flesh. Can you say, tell your name, the Word, the Word, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Can you say, tell your name, amen, those that were there, they were able to look on him. Amen. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Tell your neighbor, that's another message for another time. Can you say amen? You ought to give him the glory. The point is, hallelujah, that many announcements were made, and they didn't recognize him when he came. Can you say amen? And I'm closing, and you're saying, what is that to me? Can you say amen? Well, listen, amen. God made another announcement. Can you say amen when he left up out of here? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And the disciples of the Lord, amen, were gathered together. And he ascended up on a high. And they were gazing. Can you say amen? They were watching as the Lord ascended up on a high. Can you say amen? And the angels say, you men, amen. I stand in here gazing into the heaven that same Jesus. Tell your name. Amen. God made an announcement. He's coming back. Announcement is gone out. The thing is, he's coming back. The question is, are you ready? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, no question, he's coming back. No question, who it's going to be. If you're looking for Buddha, you're going to be disappointed. Amen. Because Buddha ain't getting up. Can you say amen? Confusion, don't look for him. Can you say amen? Are y'all hear me? Hare Krishna, amen. Write him off. Can you say amen? But I tell you who's coming. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Amen. He was presented to us, this King, this coming. Amen. And we knew him by way of fellowship. Can you say amen? Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying God with us. And God was with us in fellowship. Can you say amen? Amen. He walked with Adam. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It was God with us. Can you say amen? But then, amen, it was God that was with us in redemption, because he walked among us. Can you say amen? But then, it was God with us in the spirit, because he sent back the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you got it, you got him with us. Can you say amen? If you got it, you got him with you. Can you say amen? But he's coming back again as a mighty warrior. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he ain't coming by himself. He's coming on a white horse. And the artist, Lord, you know the song is saying, amen, in the 24th Psalm. Who is this King of glory? Can you say amen? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Well, guess what? When he returns, we're going to see the host. Tell your neighbor, we're going to see the host. Amen. That is the armies of the Lord. And our God will be riding the Lord of the white horse. Can you say amen? I got to go. Amen. Praise God. So he's with us, amen, as a mighty warrior. Guess what? He's fighting for you and fighting for me right now. Because if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, you'd have been cut off already. Amen. That's why you owe him a praise. Because he let you live.
He'll be with us again. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
as that eternal kid. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Isaiah said, and of the increase of his government. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he already rules in the heavens. Can you say amen? But he gonna come down here
telling you.
And rule in the earth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And when he get done, after 1,000 years of ruling in the earth, he gonna rule eternally. Can you say amen? In heaven and in the earth. Amen. And he will ever be with us. Amen. And so, amen, praise God. God, amen, is working, amen, praise God, to a permanent solution to this God with us question. Can you say amen? It got interrupted by sin, but God don't take sin out of the way. Amen. It got interrupted by death, but God gonna take death out of the way. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And internally, in the new heaven and the new earth, there is a final announcement. Can you say amen? They didn't have no need for the light of the sun. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there gonna be something shining. Can you say amen? Brighter than the sun. Get your neighbor. Final announcement. Ain't gonna be no night there. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. Final announcement. Amen. Praise God. For God himself, amen, will tabernacle among us. So we won't need no place of worship, because every place will be a place to give God the glory and to give him the praise. No temple, because the Lord himself will be the temple of that city.
Amen.
Final announcement. The announcements are made, so you can get ready.
Hallelujah.
You can have a part. So you can participate.
I'm telling you, witness.
In what God has prepared.
My God.
Eye hasn't seen.
Yes.
Ears have not heard. The good thing that God has prepared.
Telling you.
Amen. For them that love. But I'm just here to make the announcement.
Go ahead,
man. May God bless you.